The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We're back for hour two. It's 10:04. So good to have you along. I'm Randy Corporan, your pumped-up purveyor of principled, passionate patriotism. Leroy behind the glass, so glad you are keeping him hopping with full lines. 303-696-1971. We will start taking your calls here in about 15 minutes or so, so do stick around. But really wanted to get a chance after her just on-fire presentation yesterday to our regional meeting before the last general session open to the public of the RNC, where we voted on the resolutions, one of which has created so much controversy. She was just talking about what is going on, what's right with Colorado for Republicans right now. And I thought it was very, very important to share it with you. So our chair, Christy Burton Brown, joins us now. Christy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Randy.
I got to tell you, your kids are getting big.
I know. My daughter's so tall. She's growing way too fast. But they're cute still.
Hey, talk to me about that, because I've noticed you are having your family definitely spend time with you on the road in Colorado and on some of these national meetings that we've attended together. And so I'm sure that means, you know, I don't know if you're homeschooling or remote schooling or any of that, but you've made some priorities there for your kids. Talk about that for a minute, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we do actually still homeschool our kids. My husband, you know, has a great job where he's able to be really involved with them. He's the math and science person. I'm the grammar and writing person. And so we share, you know, how they get schooled. And then we have grandparents around on both sides of the family that are really involved and available as well. So it's just, I'm so blessed to have that kind of opportunity to be able to homeschool them and still, you know, work full time as the chairman. So they do come along on road trips, get to see the waterfalls, hike around Colorado, and, you know, get to see what it's like to get involved in politics at a young age.
Yeah, you said you're blessed. They're blessed too. They don't know it yet, but these are experiences that that most kids, even the ones lucky enough to be homeschooled, get to have. So it's pretty cool. Well, I'll tell you, I was very energized after the RNC winter meeting. And, of course, as the GOP chair for Colorado, you have a seat on you're a voting member of the RNC. Just like as the committee man, I'm a voting member on the executive committee of the state GOP. So that gives us the opportunity to work in conjunction and see what's going on both sides. And did you walk away as just motivated and energized as I did?
I thought it was a great, great meeting. And I think a couple things that I thought were particularly important is just how many community centers the RNC is opening and building across the country. I think that's an area that a lot of people have thought Republicans needed to jump into, is reaching out to different communities, not always being in the same places, but getting into the hard to reach areas and saying, we're not just going to be here to ask you to vote with us. We're going to be here to actually meet some community needs as well. And I think we are going to see one of those community centers open up in Colorado this year, which will be really great for Republicans everywhere. So I think seeing how focused they are on that, on reaching into minority communities in particular. And then I know there's this one video you and I both saw, but just about illustrating how Democrats don't care. I think that is a key message that Ronna was really hammering down, that I think we need to push out. Is let's list all the ways Joe Biden, Michael Bennett, all the Democrats have hurt Colorado, hurt our nation, and it's because they don't care about us. We have more stories on our side. We have more to talk about, more to tell, and just humanizing our principles and our policies. I think the focus on that from the RNC is exactly what's going to help lead all of us to victory in November.
And some of those resources have been directed into Colorado as well. We're going to have a community center or two of our own, as I understand.
Yes, exactly. That is slated to open a little bit later this year in CD8, a Hispanic community center, which I think is just going to be really key for Colorado. We have a large Hispanic population. CD8 is 38% Hispanic. It's a population. I mean, we all have friends in that community. They are part of us. our values are their values are our values. We've got to get in and just talk to people in communities and build relationships. And this is something Republicans have talked about for a long time, but it's actually something that's being grown now over the last few years. And bring it home to Colorado, I think, is just key.
It's really fascinating to watch all of the moving pieces around the country. And some of the video clips that we watched yesterday included talking about the numbers of people that are filling up community centers, for instance, in Black communities in Illinois, of all places. And of course, you'd expect that because it's primarily Black people who are being murdered in Chicago at record rates month after month after month. And so, you know, the Democrats talk about making things better, and when in fact their goal is to bring everybody down to the same sort of equal level instead of empowering people to rise to their highest position. But Republican policies really create the opportunity for people to rise up as hard as they're willing to work for. And it just doesn't get talked about enough. We're always on the defensive.
Exactly. No, you're so right, Randy. And I think, you know, that's one of the things we talked about yesterday in Salt Lake City was, of all the cities that are experiencing such an incredible rise in homicides across the nation, the top 15 cities, and Denver is one of those cities where homicides have skyrocketed. They are all run by Democrats. So if Democrats cared about people, why are they not solving record homicide rates? Colorado's at a 25-year violent crime percentage here in Colorado under Democrat control. Crime is soaring. People are scared about their kids walking through neighborhoods, wondering if they're going to get shot. This is just, it's insane. And the Democrats aren't solving it. I mean, Alec Garnett, Speaker of the House here in Colorado, said the other day, oh, people are too smart to blame Democrats for all the inflation in Colorado. They know it's not our fault. Like, that's very interesting. That's where he would go, is saying, oh, people are too smart to blame the Democrats. No, actually, people are smart enough to tie what's going on in Colorado to its actual source, which is Democrat control of our state. Inflation is out of control in Colorado. Crime is out of control in Colorado. Housing prices are out of control in Colorado because of Democrat policies. And voters are smart enough to, in fact, know the source of the problems that are going on. And Democrats like Alec Garnett are just scared that it's going to come back to bite their party in November when Coloradans want to restore balance and elect Republicans. And I think that's what's going to happen.
Talking with Colorado State GOP Chair Christy Burton Brown, we were together in the this last week in Salt Lake for the RNC winter meeting. Phenomenal meeting. We'll talk more about it as the show goes on. I read this morning that Mayor Hancock finally came out to talk about crime, and two things that stuck out.
Yeah.
Two things that stuck out. He said, "Not on my watch," and I thought, "This is your third term, Mayor." And then the other
he's term limited now.
Yeah, and then the other thing that he said was, "We don't want to rush this. We want to proceed carefully. Oh. We don't want to rush it."
Right.
Good God, tell that to the next 10 people who get murdered. Go ahead.
Seriously, no, people are getting shot in Denver. It seems like every single weekend, killed, wounded, and a Democrat-run city. People, you know, want to say that Republicans don't care. They're wrong. Who actually doesn't care? Who's in charge of these cities where homicide rates are skyrocketing? And then, yeah, to have the mayor come out at the end of his last term and say, well, let's take it slow. Basically, he's just trying to shove off responsibility and basically say, well, the next mayor can figure this out because I sure don't know how to. That's ridiculous. That is what people who can't lead say. That is what people who know they're on their way out of the office and that the state is about to change political control because Democrats have failed on every level when it comes to crime, protecting criminals and not victims. And the voters now see that for what it is. I mean, he knows, oh, wow, I better go talk about crime. But what are they saying about it? No solutions, failing to lead. Our families are going to be less safe and under more danger if we continue to elect Democrats in Colorado.
You, one of the things I really appreciate that the RNC is doing is they're incentivizing state parties who do well, and they created this GROW program, and Colorado, yep, under your leadership, was the recipient of the beneficiary of some of the largesse of this GROW program. Talk a little bit about that. What did you do?
Yeah, it's a great program, and we are in the final level of the program, one of 20 states that are in that level right now. Called the Chairman's Circle. And basically, it's a very strategic set-out plan where you lay out what are you going to do in your state on the digital side, on the data side, on the political side, the comm side. And so instead of just dealing with things as they hit you and as they come, you have a strategic plan laid out. And then, yes, the RNC does help with making sure you have resources in place to carry out some of those plans. And I think that's always smart, right? When we're trying to figure out how to win a big battle, to lay out your strategy, to lay out your plan, to run it by other people who are experts, and then to make sure the resources are on the ground to make it happen.
Talking with Christy Burton Brown, we both had a long week. That was a very busy stretch of meetings.
It was very packed full, yeah.
So I don't want to take up too much more of your Saturday, but we all had the opportunity before the final general session to break into our regions where the states of those regions gave their reports, and you stood up and man, I know we were under a little bit of time pressure, but you were on fire. Would you share a little bit with our audience about the successes in Colorado?
Sure, I'd love to. Yeah, we have one of the biggest regions, 18 states and territories. And so, yeah, we're just sharing about what the opportunities in Colorado are. And I think two of the key opportunities are after redistricting that happened late last year, the 8th congressional district is a huge pickup for Republicans. It's a dead heat when you look at the voters between Democrats and Republicans, but a 38% Hispanic-focused district where we're talking about also oil and gas workers who are tired of all the policies of Jared Polis stomping their industry and their jobs, kicking them out of the state. So that, the 8th congressional district, key pickup when we're trying to get Nancy Pelosi out as Speaker of the House. And then also talked about the 7th congressional district with Ed Perlmutter retiring. That is a key pickup for Republicans. We have some great candidates running in the primary. I think we're going to defeat Brittany Pedersen, who tried to bring heroin injection sites into neighborhoods. That is not what CD7 and the Metro, you know, families who live in that district want to represent them. And I think another important point is the Senate seat against Michael Bennett. He only has 26% name ID after having been in the Senate for 13 years. Most Coloradans still don't even know who Michael Bennett is. And, you know, a generic Republican against Michael Bennett is actually up right now in the polls in Colorado. So tons of opportunity. Republicans, you know, across the state can capitalize on this because voters, according to polls, are saying that they want to restore balance in Colorado's government. And the legislature actually has a negative rating in the polls in Colorado right now with a Democrat supermajority control. So those are some of the things I talked about, incredible opportunities that we can step right into and show the people that we're going to fight for them, we're going to solve crime, we're going to solve inflation, and Republicans are going to fight for their families to have the best opportunities possible.
Christy Burton Brown, chair of the Colorado State GOP. You also shared yesterday with the Colorado successes, shared with the group before the general session, the Colorado successes in the off-year elections. Run down a few of those real quick, if you would.
Absolutely. I think across the nation, Republicans are seeing that local is the place to go. Local races are where we build our bench. That's where we train people. And we do have a number of great candidate training programs in Colorado, including Advance Colorado. People should apply for that if they want to be trained how to be a candidate. But we really focused in on the local races last November, put some money behind some of the races, created and sent out voter guides to people so Republicans knew who to vote for in these nonpartisan races. We were able to help flip the city council in Aurora, now controlled by Republicans, able to help flip several mayor's races, including one in Westminster that was really key, and then school board races up and down the state, whether we're talking about Mesa County, Teller County, or the Douglas County School Board. Just a number of victories because Republicans stepped up, got involved in local races, built our bench, and let parents have a voice. And that is just key this year. Let parents have a say in their kids' education. Let parents run for office and let parents decide who represents them best.
Your sort of start of the answer to that question took me right where I wanted to go for my final topic to discuss with Christy Burton Brown. Yeah, it was perfect. It's almost like we scripted it, but we didn't. But you mentioned people getting involved. Caucus is coming up. And Alexa, I think it was, one of our regular listeners reminded me, and I saw it too late last week, to remind folks that you have to be a registered Republican for a certain period of time before you can actually vote in these caucuses or become someone who can vote at the state assembly, et cetera. So do you have any of those deadlines in your mind? What would you tell folks about caucus and how they can get involved and find out more information?
Yeah, so a few dates to share with people. First of all, caucus could be anywhere between March 1st and March 5th, depending on your county. So people should look at their county Republican website to know which day in that range their county has decided to hold caucus. A lot of counties are doing either Tuesday night at 7 or Saturday during the day. So look that up. And then also, yes, it is it's 20 – honestly, I'm sorry. I can't remember if it's 21 or 25 days prior to caucus you have to be registered as a Republican. So it does depend on the date of your county party holding their caucus. So it's not one specific date. It's going to be in a date range as well. But reach out to the county party. That's how you're going to find out caucus anyway and when to get involved. And honestly, best case scenario, like, change your registration today because we're coming up on all of those deadlines. For anyone who does want to get involved, if you're a Republican, never done it, unaffiliated, and you're changing your registration, you want to jump in, Randy, we actually have an online training for people on February 17th. It's one of our citizen training boot camps that we're doing every month. February 17th, 7 p.m. The link is on our website, callogop.org. If you go to citizen training boot camps, just you can sign up to go online, learn what caucus is all about, why you should care, and how to get involved. So I'd really encourage people to sign up for that if they want to jump in this year.
When I first got involved in the Tea Party and then realized that that's a place to share ideas, to try and build consensus about things, but that the work had to be done in the Republican Party. And I went to my first precinct meeting for the same, to try and start putting my money where my mouth is. This is, 12 years or more ago now. And I had not registered in time. And I was so disappointed.
No.
Yes. And I had people there. I knew I was going to be able to be elected, into an actual position to go to a congressional assembly or a state assembly or whatever. And so I learned that lesson the hard way. Very, very important. And we've had so many people who, get mad at the Republican Party for not standing up for this or that or for whatever reason. So they register as independent to send a message to the Republican Party. And now that they're getting excited about the Republican Party and the opportunities to defeat Democrats, especially this year, they really want to get involved in an active way, they need to make sure that registration gets switched first.
Absolutely. And I'll say I knew someone in the 2020 cycle who didn't change the registration in time, and they're really disappointed. They are back involved this year. They made sure everything was fixed. They're jumping in early. But so you can do that. Just, you definitely will never do it again if you make that mistake of not re-registering in time. But there's also going to be a lot of other opportunities, even whether you are unaffiliated or you change your registration too late to Republican. So many campaigns and great, great candidates are going to need help. And that doesn't require a registration change. So if anyone does miss it, don't go away. We still need you. There's a place for everyone to do something this year. It's just going to be an amazing year.
CalloGOP.org, CalloGOP.org. Check out your county websites as well. There are debates going on. There's just all kinds of fascinating action. And last thing I'll say while you're here is the shift in the way the Colorado Republican Party has gotten invested in messaging and pushing back on certain issues and taking advantage of the website and news releases and social media to really aggressively push back on Democrat agendas has been very, very noticeable. And you guys don't get nearly enough credit for it. In fact, I hear from people, where's the GOP on this? Man, it's not like you can, you can't be on Nine News 24 hours a day or something. People need to.
Yeah, I probably declined to be on Nine News with Kyle Clark, It has to be really fun to debate it. But still, I don't think that's where we need to be.
Absolutely. So for folks who want to track, what the GOP is saying and doing, is CalloGOP.org the best place to start?
So yes, because if you go there, there's a pop-up box that'll get right to you, and you fill out your email address, and we send out weekly updates. I do a video every week, which people can get. It's on my YouTube channel, but also if you sign up for the email updates, you'll get it. You'll get notified of our debates that we do with candidates and everything. Only thing I would say is, if you're not getting it, you've signed up, check your spam box, because sometimes it does go there. But once you fix that, you'll get every week a good update. I keep my videos to 3-4 minutes. So they're very, able. You can watch them and not lose too much of your own time, but get a good update of what we're doing around the state.
Well, I'll tell you what, being the chair of the Colorado GOP is often a thankless job. It's impossible to make everybody happy. I hope you take a little time off after a very busy week and enjoy your family and enjoy this pretty Colorado weekend.
Well, same to you, Randy. Thanks for all you do. We'll get it done together.
All right. God bless. Christy Burton Brown. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
All right, it's break time, and then right to your phone calls, 303-696-1971. We've got callers that want to talk about, oh, there's a rally coming up. I'm glad someone's on the line to talk about that. Gosh, it's getting underway soon, too. So we'll take Lori first out of the gate, then Joe, 303-696-1971, as we rock on here on Wake Up with Randy Corporan. It's 710 KNUS. We're back. Phone lines on fire, 303-696-1971. When somebody drops off, you drop in. Tomorrow would be the 111th anniversary of the birth of Ronald Reagan.
I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers. You and I are told increasingly we have to choose between a left or right. Well, I'd like to suggest there is no such thing as a left or right. There's only an up or down. Man's old age dream, the ultimate in individual freedom consistent with law and order, or down to the ant heap of totalitarianism. And regardless of their sincerity, their humanitarian motives, those who would trade our freedom for security have embarked on this downward course.
Yeah, compare that to this guy.
I don't want to get going because I keep you here too long because you know all what I'm about to, what I've said, and you know what I've done, and you know what we're doing, and you know what I know what you're doing.
Lord. All right, before we get back to topics, people want to talk about the election. They want to talk about the Republicans. They want to talk about the Republican National Committee and these wonderful resolutions that were adopted this week, also standing up against the biased presidential debates. We'll get into all of that as we get through the second half of the show. It's 10:30 right now, but there is an event going on in Boulder, very, very important, especially if you're not too far away, to get up there and get up there soon. Lori is with us. Lori in Loveland, good morning.
Hi, Randy. Thanks for having me on.
Great, great pleasure. I understand you were having some trouble getting in, so glad that we've got you now. Something starting at 11 up there. What's happening?
Okay, it's actually next Saturday the 12th.
Oh, good, good, good. I miss that.
So we have a week. Yeah.
Excellent.
Starts at 11 a.m. in front of, excuse me, Polis's Boulder penthouse on 17th and Walnut. It's an anti-mask, or anti-mandate rally. At the last anti-mask rally last year, we had 250-plus people, so we expect this one to be huge. At the same time, we're going to launch our Recall Polis Griswold petitions. So it'll be a double event for us. We expect lots of people. We can't have mandates. We have to put an end to this. We know that them calling off the mask mandates is just the beginning. There's much, much more they have in store for us. So that's kind of a decoy probably for the election season. So we're really looking forward to both the rally and also to starting our actions again to remove Griswold, most especially before November. We really don't want her overseeing any more elections and Polis before he can inflict any more damage on us.
Well, I'm so glad to know it's next Saturday because I had thought we needed to get you on earlier to be able to drive folks up there. But I'll mention this a couple more times. And you're going to gather, I understand, at 17th and Walnut in Boulder. Is that right where the Polis condominium is?
It is. And then there'll be a walk over to Broadway and Canyon, and then circling back through the Pearl Street Mall also, and then circling back to 17th and Walnut in front of his place.
Very good. Is there a website or anything going on?
Let me check on that. We're not actually organizing this. We're joining them.
Okay.
So that we can, coordinate efforts.
Well, I'll tell you what, have Cindy or somebody send it to me on Facebook or text to the studio or something like that if there's a place people can go to learn more. But really glad to know, 11 o'clock, Boulder, 17th and Walnut outside of the palatial governor's condo. And we're protesting the ongoing insistence that the government is best to mandate our health and it just boggles my mind as the rest of the world is turning away from mandates, as Canada's being shut down by opposition to mandates, that America, instead of leading on this issue with all of the science, we just had that report that showed lockdowns even reduced the death and the damage from COVID-19 by, what was it, 0.2% or something like that? It was just an extraordinarily minuscule number. That we continue to have these fights here in Colorado. And And I think because it's an election season for the governor, that this kind of pressure, this kind of publicity, that Democrats are very likely, especially as we get out of, you know, cold and flu season, to walk away from this garbage. But we've got to keep the pressure on, and we've got to remind folks, if things do get better, how bad they've been.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree.
All right.
We have to keep the pressure on, spotlight on, do as much damage as we can so that their political careers don't continue.
All right, Lori, terrific. Thank you for waiting, and thanks for getting in this morning. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Randy. I appreciate it.
You bet. Lori's line is open, 303-696-1971, 696-1971. Don't forget the Arapaho Tea Party on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. You can get your tickets at Eventbrite. I cleaned up that whole mess of sold-out tickets all the way through the end of the year, set up a new event that looks like there's about 12 tickets or so left. If by the time you're able to get there, the tickets are sold out, just remember ArapahoTeaParty@gmail.com, ArapahoTeaParty@gmail.com. I say sold, but there's no charge for this. We're just trying to keep track of people and connect with folks in a better and more organized way while we're still limited on space. All right, next caller in line, our old friend, if this is the Joe, I think it is, our old friend Joe in Arvada. Joe, good morning.
Hi, Randy.
It is me. Hey, Joe, have we ever met?
Well, not yet, but we're going to.
All right.
I used to go to the Aurora Republican meeting, but many years ago, I think before you were involved.
Okay.
But, the integrity issue is so important. People have to understand this that are conservative. When the left tells you, oh, no, it's settled, it's this. And then when you hear these supposed conservatives, moderates, or I call them squishes, say, oh, no, there was nothing to see in the election. Hey, ask them this question. How many videos do you have to see of people taking snapshots, dropping in multiple, and I mean large multiples of ballots, taking a photo of themselves so they could get their $10 payoff to know that there was crime committed? Those videos are coming out, and everyone should look at it. When Dinesh D'Souza has his movie, go to it. Don't let them tell you it's not available. Demand to see it. There's so much here about election integrity. We can't just move by, because I'll tell you why. One thing, when you hear a conservative or a supposed conservative say, oh, I just don't think there was enough fraud, you have to ask some questions. How much fraud is enough for you, brother, to know that there's massive fraud? How did you find this out? Did you just, while you were skiing, looked at a video or something? I mean, come on. There's been so much evidence that there was shenanigans in this election that if you are a conservative and say, I don't think there was fraud, really, we have to question whether you're a conservative or not.
Well, and, you know, when people say, yeah, but they couldn't overcome 8 million votes. First, no one in their right mind except Joe Biden, and of course that excludes him from the category, believes that he got 81 million votes. There's just no way that happened. Donald Trump added, 12 million votes to his first presidential run and brought all kinds of people into the Republican Party. But what people need to remember is the actual victory in the Electoral College to get the states that he needed to win the Electoral College is about 60,000 votes. And, 10,000
right.
in Arizona, 20,000 in Pennsylvania, where there's 200,000 plus suspect votes and now litigation that's making progress there. So it's just nonsense to not talk about it. Did you hear John Fund when he was on earlier?
I did. I'm going to get I tried to write. I didn't have a pen handy. What is the name of the book again?
Our Broken Election.
Our Broken Election.
Yep.
OK, I'm going to order it as soon as I get off the phone.
It's fantastic.
That's awesome. The thing that we have to understand is this is a republic. People don't have mob rule here. You know what? There were reasons why for that, and some of it is exactly what's happening. If we get into this mob rule mentality, we get all of this divisiveness that's just It's just a mess. We have representatives. The reason that the vice president was elected to confirm the Electoral College is for nonsense like what happened in the election. That is exactly why Mike Pence should have stood up. There was an opportunity to just question. They weren't asking Mike Pence to overturn the election. They were asking him to state a question. And, of course, we have heard for years, every single election that a Republican wins, we get the Democrats screaming to question the election.
Yep.
But do they ever do we ever, as a Republican, get our voice heard? Never.
Joe, you bring the heat. I always appreciate it. And the book is Our Broken Elections, plural, Our Broken Elections. But John,
Our Broken Elections. Yeah. Thank you.
John Fund, Hans von Spakovsky. It'd be easy to find. God bless you, sir.
I just want to say this on when your talk show host says, well, he doesn't think so. I ask him for the evidence that there was.
Nah, just take it there, Joe.
Evidence.
Yeah, take it there. Take it easy, man.
All right.
Joe's line is open, 303-696-1971. I don't want to cut anybody short, so let's just cut to our break right now. And I guess before I do that, though, I do want to remind you, Dr. Julie McCallum is not going to be happy with me. I just have no willpower. When I'm home, I'm good. You know, I've got the keto meals that I learned about at Cenogenics, and I'll do a slim, fast energy or something like that, and it really satisfies me. I go to these meetings. I'll be at CPAC in 3 weeks. We'll broadcast the show live from there 3 weeks from today. The RNC winter meeting. There's food everywhere, and it's all so good. And so I got some work to do after the last couple of weeks, but I do want to remind you about how good your health can be regardless of your age. And the changes in my life have been so monumental. Dr. McCallum, Dr. Tim, they're just incredible people. And you can have a free consultation with either one of them. I may, you know, call in just so I can talk to Tim since I've already had my Dr. Julie. But we had them both on the show. They're terrific. Former neurosurgeon who has decided to teach people how to let their bodies be well instead of coming in and trying to fix them after the fact. Tim Watt is a strong addition to the team over there at Cenogenics, board certified in age management. They'll help you get your metabolism, your hormones balanced and healthy. The Cenogenics Elite Health Evaluation, it goes through everything. You've heard Julie talk about it, your brain, your heart, your muscles, your fat content, your hormones, as I mentioned. It's just so very important. Man, they test your lungs, and I'll tell you, there is some rigorous testing, but it's great because then you know where you stand. And after my first year, I could see the tremendous improvement that I've had from spending my time at Cenogenics. It's fun, it's informative, and most importantly, it helps you feel better, do better, and stand up in this, especially this time of year with viruses and people getting the softer versions of the CCP virus, all of it. If you want mental clarity, better focus, being stronger, feeling in control of your life again, just call Cenogenics today at 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681. And it's easy, denver.cenogenics.com, denver.cenogenics.com. Huh. 1046, Randy Corcoran, good to have you here. Partly cloudy out there, not a bad-looking day. First thing I did last night when I flew in from the Republican National Committee winter meeting in Salt Lake City was fire up the tractor and clear all that light, frosty, melting where people had driven over it, you know, so it packs down, you can't get it. I just love getting on that tractor. And so I have a nice, clean, shiny driveway. And if you're not too far away, let me know. I'll just drive over and do yours as well. Anyway, we've got callers on the line, 303-696-1971. Email pouring in. I always appreciate that. 710canus.com. Go to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, big red button that says email the show. Susan writes in, and I meant to mention this to Joe, so I'm glad Susan wrote in and reminded me about the Dinesh D'Souza movie that Joe was referring to. It's called 2,000 Mules, and you should see the trailer. Actual video footage of ballots being dumped into these ballot boxes by the ton. that's an exaggeration, but just massively abusing the system. There are limits. In Colorado, you're not to carry more than 10 ballots, and in other states there are limits as well. The fraud is rampant. And if you missed the first hour of the show, get the podcast when it's up later today, because John Fund was on. He and Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation wrote the latest book, their second on elections, Our Broken Elections. Very, very good. I'm about halfway through it, although I've been jumping around. So I've read about half of it. And I didn't mention to John, he when he found out I was Republican National Committee man, he said, hey, you should have me and Hans come out and address you guys. There's a lot that you should know. And I'm going to call the attorneys at the RNC and make sure that they have access to this information. At the meeting this week, it wasn't John Fund and Hans von Spakovsky. It was Molly Hemingway. And so she'll be on the show probably within the next couple of weeks to talk about her book, Rigged, How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democrats Seized Our Elections Again. Another book fully documented and footnoted, and it requires no speculation about voting machines or the internet or influence from outside countries. This is based on changes in law and proven disruptions in the fair execution of our elections. And to stop talking about it is absolutely insane. Last thing I'll say before we go to the phones, the RNC, as we speak, is putting together the biggest election integrity operation in history. And it was in place for Virginia. It worked. Lawyers on the ground, a war room responding, volunteers and paid staff at election polling places. Absolutely essential to keep an eye on the shenanigans that the Democrats will get away with any time you let them. Money is being spent. There's over 30 election integrity lawsuits going on right now, funded by the RNC. People who tell me I'm not going to support the RNC, listen, call me sometime and let's talk about how that money gets used. And maybe you'll change your mind. And I know for many of us, you know, we've got limited resources. And if you want to choose a great candidate, a great issue, and that's the best you can do, I do understand. But the RNC is not the old rhino organization that everybody wants to call it. And this week, this winter meeting was absolute proof. Young people are in charge there now, people who understand technology and social media. When they put up some of the leaders of the different facets of the RNC, to me, they're like kids. Some of those folks are younger than my own children, and they're brilliant, and they're committed, and it's exciting to be a part of that. All right, let's get back to the phones. Casper in Centennial's holding. Casper, good morning.
Hey, Randy, good morning.
Hey, Casper Stockham, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, doing well.
Good.
Hey, I know we have limited time, but I listened to Christie's interview, and I just want to say that I think she's doing a really good job. You know, so I don't mean to be too overly critical, but there's some things that I'm just not clear on. So, you know, when it comes to outreach, you know, that's my thing is outreach.
So for people who are just tuning in, you're talking about the interview we had with the Colorado State GOP chair, Christy Burton Brown, in the 10 o'clock hour. That'll be on this hour's podcast. It'll be up later this afternoon. Go ahead.
Yes. And, you know, I've been begging and pleading the party to get involved with outreach for the past 10 years, as long as we've known each other.
I know it.
This past MLK parade, we had 12 conservative Republicans in the parade, 12. But we can show up by the hundreds or even thousands for a rally or a protest. If we had hundreds or a thousand show up at the MLK parade, that would be newsworthy. And we'd have something to talk about.
Boy, what a great point, Casper. And I wasn't there. I forget. I think I had a court thing. No, it was Monday. Well, for whatever reason, I wasn't. But I've ridden my Harley in that parade with you guys, with the Colorado GOP. But we've never had more than 30 or 40 or maybe 20 or 25 show up for that thing.
Not true.
No?
No, we've had 175 was the highest amount.
Was that the year I was riding my Harley?
Yeah, I think it might have been. It might have been.
Derek was there, Derek Wilburn.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So my point is that we are we're really good at the rally type things, but we really are not focused on outreach. Now, I heard you guys talking about these community centers, and there's a challenge with the community center concept that I think you're talking, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but if we only go in during election time, then it's not going to really have the effect that we need it to have. It needs to be ongoing. It needs to be something solid that is always present, because the Democrats are always present in the community.
So very true. And I guess my response, and I don't know the particulars. I'm not, you know, in the minutia of how these are being organized and set up. What I do know is that the Colorado State GOP has record fundraising. The RNC has record fundraising. So there should be some resources available to, if we're going to start this process for these midterms, to keep it going. What would you suggest? I nobody seemed to know about the GOP participation at the Marade. Nobody called into the show to talk about it. I was talking about other things. I didn't think about it. How could we really get people organized and turn out 175 minimum to the next one, or the next important event for Republicans to show up in a different community than where we normally play?
Well, it's really easy. I've been beating this drum for 10 years, and, you know, people don't listen to me for some reason, I guess. I'm not crying here. I'm just saying, I put this information out all the time. The Marade happens every year at the same time. It only didn't happen last year because of COVID, but it happens every year. So, and the next thing is the Cinco de Mayo. That happens again every year. So for us to act like, oh, I didn't know. No, it happens every year. And the GOP right now should be forming some type of an event, not just attending or having a booth at Cinco de Mayo. That's like level one. We need to be at level six or seven. We need to have an event for the Hispanic community.
This is just so brilliant. Are you in communication with Priscilla at all? Because the vice chair, Priscilla Ron, is doing everything in her power to do the kind of outreach you're talking about. She's on the ground with grassroots folks.
Yeah, but we voted down money for her to do it.
I know. Well, we didn't. The group did. you and I voted against wanting to give her a stipend, but there is money available, and one of the responses to that was, look, if there's a project, if there's something, there is money here for her. So I'll tell you what, let's not get bogged down in it this second. Let's you and I talk further and really see if we can come up with something big for Cinco de Mayo. What a wonderful idea. And how stupid that I refer to it that way. instead of us just, you know, building on it year after year after year. But you're right, we're myopic and we get focused on certain things, and we are the old guard Republican Party trying to turn it around. And this has really got to be one of the most important ways. So, Casper, great. I'm so glad you got in and waited and got on the show this morning. Thank you, sir.
All right, take care.
All right. Casper's line is open, the only one we've got, 303-696-1971, 696-1971. I'm going to take our break in a minute, so everybody on the phones, just sit tight. But just really important for you to understand. There's so much that went on at the RNC meeting, and I know we're not going to get to it in the show. We're already approaching the final hour. I'm going to talk a bit about this resolution to censure Liz Cheney, formally censure and distance the Republican Party from Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, and to no longer support them as members of the Republican Party. That very powerful censure. We're going to talk about the person who created that censure and its evolution over time in the 11 o'clock hour when we're joined by the chairman of the Wyoming GOP. But there'll be so much more to tell, and that's what we'll be doing at the Arapahoe Tea Party meeting on this coming Tuesday at 6:30. Get to Eventbrite, grab those tickets. And I haven't checked them. We only had about 12 left a half an hour ago. But if you can't get in, remember this email, arapahoteaparty@gmail.com, and we will see what we can do. We're going to get to our break now, so we've got a good full hour left of Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, 710 KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.